or not. Here we go. Come on. In a little message this morning, little series called Pursuit. Say that with me. Pursuit. I do two different message series on Sunday morning in case you're visiting with us today. First series is Pursuit. They change every 4 or 5 weeks. Second series this morning is The Greatest is Love. It's on the book of Song of Solomon, a very unusual book in the Bible, most unusual, most least read book in the Bible, book of Song of Solomon, on love and relationship and communication, stuff like that. That's what we're doing the second hour. First hour, totally different. This message, Pursuit. What are you running after? Let's go with it, Raj. What we got going? Last week, we gave you Trivial Pursuit 1. Okay? And are you pursuing trivial things? The word trivial, remember what it means? It means three what? Say it with me. It means three roads. Three roads. It's an old word that means three roads where people would come at a crossroads, three roads, and they would just spend time gossiping, talking about things that are meaningless. Amen? I love Philippians 4:8. I wasn't planning on quoting it this morning. I'll see what I can do. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. That book of Philippians, where Philippians 4:8 is found, is a little series that we're doing in these couple of messages on Trivial Pursuit, the book of Philippians, not on trivial things. If you're standing around talking about somebody, church, be on notice. Listen to me. If you're spending time talking about somebody, gossiping about somebody, it can be somebody in this church or it can be me. Listen, let me say something to you. That's trivial. It's a waste of time. Why don't you build us up? Why don't you encourage people in the Lord? Y'all listening to me or not? Or find somebody else you can take that energy. Obviously, you got way too much time on your hands. And go build somebody up in the Lord. Are y'all listening or not? Okay? Trivial things. Trivial things. We don't need to spend time at three roads sitting there talking. We need to get somewhere with our life. We need to do something for God. That's what this little series is about. Pursuing. What are you chasing? Philippians 1:1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi. We saw last week being a servant. Amen? Are you with me? Okay? Here we go. We saw grace and peace be unto you. Grace and peace. Those are not trivial things. We looked at this already. We're just reviewing. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Being thankful, being a person of thanksgiving, that's not trivial. That's very important. Always in every prayer of mine for you, making requests for you with joy. Being a person of prayer, praying for other people. Is that trivial? Yes or no? That is not trivial. Today, we're going to continue that. We're going to keep walking that forward. Here's a man locked up in prison, the Apostle Paul, waiting his execution. And yet, he writes from prison things, we're hearing from his heart, things that are meaningful, things that really matter in life. And this is his book. Even though he's writing from prison, his book is full of happiness. It's full of joy. This little book, the theme of the book of Philippians is joy. Leap, it means. Leap. Jump. It means happiness. How can you stop chasing things that are just a dead end, man? And get after the real deal. These four things we mentioned so far are the real deal. Let's look at some more. Here we go. Y'all live with me now so far. Come on. Shake your head. Do something. Here we go. Come on. For your, say it with me, fellowship. One more time. A little volume always helps wake us up. For your fellowship in the gospel, from the first day until now. We're just going through the book of Philippians just a little bit up front, and we're seeing what really mattered to this man as he was locked away. The word is fellowship. Say that word with me. Fellowship. Fellowship really matters. Fellowship is not a trivial thing. Let's look at that. What are we talking about? Fellowship means joint participation. It means having a part in other people's lives. The word fellowship literally means things in common. Say that with me. Things in common. At Fellowship Church, the one thing that we put out, the thing that we say quite a few things, but the one thing that we say, we love, and we love, hey, I don't want to be ugly, but do we love Muhammad? Somebody tell me. No. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that upsets you. It upsets the Middle East to where they're rioting and killing people, which I don't think that's why they do that, by the way. Because somebody makes a little video. It's funny, we can trash Jesus all day long, no big deal. We do it in this country. I'm going to go ahead and say it. We say something about a false prophet because you have freedom of speech, and we apologize to the world. Are you hearing me or not? Yeah, well, be on notice. Listen to me. Not trying to be ugly, but we love Jesus because that's what the Bible says. Well, you're supposed to love all people. No, I'm supposed to consider everything else a lie. My Bible says everything else is a lie. God is true and every man's a what? Why, is that what the Bible says? I got pastors in the room. Is that what the Bible says, pastors? Of course it does. Don't mean I'm going to be unkind to people, treat people ill. I'm not going to do that. But I'm not going to support a false religion. It's false. We could get into that. We could spend days talking about the falseness of that religion. But the bottom line is here at Fellowship Church, what holds us together? What is the thing we have in common? We love And we love what kind of people? No, just Christian people we love? Love all people. Do we love sinners? Say, amen. I love what Jesus, I love what my daughter says. She says when Jesus told us to love people, He didn't stutter. He didn't stutter. It's funny how we don't want to love certain people. Certain people who practice certain sins. We don't want to love them. Well, I'm going to put you on notice, just like my daughter put me on notice one day. Daddy, when Jesus said love people, He didn't stutter. There was no, No, He loved all people. Amen? Did Jesus die for everybody? Absolutely. So Fellowship Church, we love Jesus and we love who? People. Obviously, we don't love when people, you know, destroy their lives, make bad decisions. Now that hurts. We see that pain in their life. And you're here today. Maybe you've made bad life choices. Listen, doesn't mean I don't love you. The beautiful thing is Christ died for you. He loves you. Hallelujah. Amen. How many were messed up before you came to Jesus? Can I see your hand? How many still are a little bit messed up? So come on, we love you here. You're listening to me. Amen. I know I got off on that a little bit, but that's really important. Fellowship, things in common. What do we have in common here? Loving Jesus, loving people. Here's something else we say around here. If you can't give cheerfully, keep it. That's something we have in common here, I believe. You know what I mean? Here's something else we say here. God gets all the credit. God gets all the credit. Amen. Say. See, these are common things. Do we believe half the Bible or all the Bible here? All the Bible, every word of it. Do I understand all the Bible? No. But things I don't understand, I don't indict God down here on this planet and say, yeah, but you said, yeah. I don't do that. I chalk that up to my own ignorance, my own lack of understanding about certain things in the Bible I don't understand. And one day He'll make it plain to me. I give Him every benefit of every doubt. You understand? Amen. These are things we have in common. The Word. Amen. Jesus is the only way. Y'all understand or have I lost you already this morning? Church is not us just getting together. I love fellowship and having a good time, sitting around the table, talking, going to people's homes. That's awesome. I love all of that. Let me tell you something. If you don't have these main things, you'll find a lot of what you do is trivial. Are you hearing me? Amen. Fellowship, having a part in other people's lives. People matter. It matters to get together with people. That's huge, coming together on Sunday morning. I can only imagine my own pain. I struggle, and my struggles that I went through, just being able to come and have somebody smile at me, somebody hug my neck, somebody reach out to me, somebody to pull me aside and pray with me. That's why we're here. Y'all hear me today? Say. It's not just a game. People really matter. This isn't something trivial. I don't want to give my life to just something trivial, guys. Y'all hear me today? You might say, I just like to be by myself. I just like to be by myself. Well, if you were locked up in prison like Paul when he wrote this book, you just might change your tune. We have people in our church who have come to Christ who spent time in prison. They know what it is to be isolated, locked up, locked away. And now to be out, to be free, to be with people, my goodness. It's not our place to lock ourselves away from people. Y'all listening again, yes or no? No, no. That's right. Reaching out, caring, sharing, fellowship. That really matters. Amen. Iron sharpens iron, the Bible says. We need each other. Amen. Yes or no? I'm going to tell you right now, I couldn't have made it without you. I couldn't have made it without you. I could not have made it without you. I just couldn't have. I needed your smile. I needed your hugs. I needed your encouragement and support. I needed, when I went to the insurance office, I'd see you, Brenda. I needed to go to Beef O'Brady's with you, John. I needed you folks right there in that line right there that I'd come and hug your neck. Bud and Anna, I needed you. He bought me my suit for my wedding. He didn't even know it. You shared that with me. I'm sorry you did it. You wanted me to keep it quiet. I'm sorry. Hung in my closet for a year. Never wore it. Wore it when I needed to. I just thank God for you. My brother who runs on the beach, I see you. Did you know I needed you when I was riding by there and I was struggling? I'd see you running and you'd hold up your Jesus strong to me. You remember doing that, yes or no? Y'all hearing what I'm talking about? And that was just right in here. We need each other. Amen. Say. I don't feel like you're important because I didn't pick you out on this side. I needed you. I wouldn't have made it. Did you know if I need you, don't you imagine other people need you? Say. We need each other, guys. Fellowship, that's not trivial. Don't sell that out for standing at the crossroads gossiping and talking about junk that doesn't matter. That's why at fellowship, everybody's welcome. Everybody, period. Everybody matters. Fellowship Church, that's what we're about. That's our name. That's who we are. I spent more time on this one. It's based on this mission. We've already said it. We love Jesus Christ and we love who? What kind of people? Oh, there we go. Thank you. Did Jesus stutter? All right, let's keep moving. Being confident. Say that with me. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Here's something that really matters. Pop it up. Confidence. I mean, you can talk a good talk at the crossroad and talk about who, whatever, and the news and... But are you confident? A lot of people, they chit-chatter like that and mess back and forth because they're not confident. Excuse me. It's a sign of weakness. You've got to make yourself, you've got to one-up yourself over somebody else to make yourself strong. It's a waste of time, guys. Being confident, that's a settled and firm persuasion in your life that God is working in my life. God is with me. God is doing a good work. Good work. The word good work means actually giving. Letting that confidence overflow. Moreover, brethren, we do to wit the grace of God bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction of abundance of their joy and deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying with us much entreaty that we received the gift. They'd actually, even though they were poor, they were giving. They were confident that God would supply needs through them. They could give. They could help others. Take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. And this they did not as we hoped, but first gave of their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. These are things that Paul was remembering when he was in prison. Okay? Are you hopeful? Confident? Are you positive about what God will do through others? Amen? What He's doing through you, what He's doing through others. Wouldn't you rather be hopeful about somebody instead of being negative about them? Yes or no? Wouldn't you be more time well spent in looking at somebody and seeing the good and the strengths and how you can help them and strengthen them and what you believe in instead of, like, you know what I'm saying? Confident. When you look at other believers, say it with me, are you what? Oh boy, let's say it again. When you look at other believers, are you what? Is that what you do? come on. Wears us out, man. Being hopeful. Being hopeful in yourself because of Christ. Being hopeful what God can do in somebody else's life. Being confident really matters. These are good things. Positive or negative? We're usually negative because they're not doing it like I do it. And I'm what? Right. Amen? In life, somebody has to make decisions. In church, somebody has to make decisions. I don't expect everybody to always agree with everything I do. I tell you what, I sure run a lot better when I'm being encouraged than when I'm being talked about or run down. Because then I just want to fight and hit you upside the mouth. You understand? I'm just being honest with you. Do you understand? And I'm no different than other people. We respond so much better. And fellows with your wives. Wives respond so much better instead of belittling or being down on them by encouraging and uplifting. Wives, your husbands respond better by being encouraging and uplifting. It doesn't mean they walk on water. It doesn't mean neither one of them is perfect. But it's just a better way to do things. Y'all listening or not? Okay. You know, when we talk down about it's pride in us. And that goes back to step number one, which we said is not a good place to be. Amen. Let's keep looking. We're about out of time, but we're doing all right. Have I wore you out already? I know y'all get up on Sunday just to come and be encouraged. And here I go. Come on, thank you is right. This is the Word of God. This is what we need. We live in a wicked and a perverse generation, man. We have an adversary of the devil who goes about. It is so easy to do the wrong thing. So I need stuff to kick me and jack me, man. You know, this is good for me. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. He's saying this from prison, insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defense of the confirmation of the gospel. You're all partakers of my grace. For God is my record how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment. Whew. What really matters? Somebody hollered out at me. Love, man. Love matters. A divine self-sacrificing love. A God-like love. Wow, these are things I should pursue. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I don't have love, I'm becoming sound and brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and I can understand all the mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and I don't have love, I'm what? Nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give up my body, even be burned, and I have not love, it profits me what? Nothing. Nothing. Love really matters. We're looking at things that really matters. Amen? And I know I've been a little tough today, but it is a fight to leave the crossroads and go on and chase something that really matters. You understand? It's a little bit of work involved. Sacrificing for others is not trivial. It really matters. Giving to others. You win when you sacrifice for somebody, and they win when you sacrifice. Love requires action. Say that with me. Love requires talk. Isn't that funny? Love requires action, but talk. See, at the crossroads, I can just talk. Love, I got to be moving. I got to be giving. I got to be doing. If people don't know you love them, then you failed as a Christian. Who wrote that? I did. If people don't know you love them, you failed as a Christian. Can we say that as a church? If people don't know you love them, you failed as a Christian. I believe that. I fail at this a lot. I fail at this a lot. I mean, guys, I believe when I go to Beef O'Brady's, I believe the girls, they ought to know I love them. When I go to Mama's, I believe those waitresses there, the people that work there, ought to know that I love them. My behavior, the way I respond, the way I treat people, it really matters, doesn't it? Say, wow. You think my brothers and sisters in Christ ought to know I love them? Oh my gosh. This is huge, man. We must love each other. How?
If you do this, I'll love you. Mm-mm. We love like He loved.
While we were yet, what? Sinners, Christ, what? Died for us. Without trivialities. Aren't you glad He didn't hold you to some kind of standard for Him to love you? Taking a stand is great. I wrote this too. I wrote it all. Taking a stand is great. It may save a nation, but it won't save a soul. Sometimes as believers, we're so strong on our stand that that becomes more important to us than somebody's life and their soul. I don't know if you heard what I just said. I'm not saying you got to go out and be a liberal. But one thing you ought to be liberal at is your love. You ought to be liberal with your love, man. You ought to give it to everybody because Jesus didn't what? Stutter. Amen. Love really matters. What else, Raj? How much? Got still some more. Okay, we're going to finish with this. We'll let you finish. I'll look at one more. That you might approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense in the day of Christ, till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of the righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto glory and the praise of God. Something that really matters. Let's end on this one. This is a biggie. Something that really matters, it's not trivial, is being what? One more time. Is being what? Is being what? Sincere. The real deal. Pure. That's what the word means. It means putting things to the test. Okay? We've said it in the past. This word comes from holding pottery up into the light and seeing if you can see cracks in it. If there's cracks, it's been repaired. It's not the real deal. Do you stand the test of light? Are you pure? Are you the real deal? When people see you and as you respond to people, as you're talking to people, as you're interacting with people, are you being sincere? As the light of Christ is shining through you and He sees everything about you, does He see sincerity? Being real, man, really matters. One of our greatest assets. And did you know what? Every one of us can do this. Everybody can be real. Did y'all know that? Say. Well, Pastor, you can talk and you can do and you can, and somebody else can give and they can do. Every one of us can be real. You're not going to stand before Jesus one day and say, but I just couldn't be real because, you know, I just can't. You can be real. You can be sincere. You can be honest. Matter of fact, it's offensive to others when you're not who and what you say you are. It's offensive. It's offensive. And you can try to cover it up with an I lay me down to sleep kind of prayer. It ain't going to fly. It hurts people, man. It's trivial pursuit by being what? Come on, it's trivial pursuit by being what? Being sincere matters. Amen? These are things, what are you chasing? What are you running after in life? Are you just game playing? Being real really matters. Are we done? Wow. Shoo, we saw a bunch, didn't we? Amen? Come on, let's praise the Lord for His Word today. Come on. Wow. Whew. So next time...